Okay. Okay, so we just had that Tachtoina Shel Boil Nido has the same din as Alyoina Shel Zav, that it's a Rishon. And it's Boil Nido is like a Nido, but it's Mishkov is not a, by a Nido, the Mishkov is an Avatum, it's Matami Orl Matami B'god. But that's the Mishnah telling us, Tachtoina Shel Boil Nido is Ke Alyoina Shel Zav, it's only a Rishon. Now we have to show all that. First of all, what's this Elyon Shel Zav, where that come from? Then we have to show Tachton Shel Boil Nido. Elyon Shel Zav Min Nolon, I'm on the bottom line, on the Dichsiv. V'chol HaNogeya, you got a Chumash here? Oh, you got a Chumash. Oh, thank you. Right, so the pasuk says, "Chol anogeya b'chola sheyesachtov yitmat ha'orev." Pasha, that means what's under the zav. V'hanoyse oisam, whoever carries was noyse any of the above things. Mishkav Moshe v'roik yechabis b'godav v'rochz ma'atomayev. So the Gemara says like this: "V'chol sheyesachtov yitmat ma'itachtov." Pasha is supposed to be touched something that's under the zav. Ma'itachtov ilay ma'itachtov the zav. Something that's under. I mean, mishkav. That pasuk we had before. We have a favorite pasuk before. V'isha sheyigab b'mishkavoy. Elo, we have to learn the pasuk this way. Not kol hasheyiga b'chol hasheyigas. Not kol hasheyiga b'chol hasheyesach. What's under him? But b'chol hasheyazov tachtov. What the zov is under? Meaning, what's on top of the zav? Elo hanogei b'chol hasheyazov tachtov. Umay niu elyon shel zav. So new tumah. What's above the zav?
Even if it's not touching
it. Yeah, but again, he's not supporting it. If he's supporting it, that's hesed. Oh, now comes the trick.
So why can't it really be something other from that?
That's like a Torah. It's like a Torah. That's like a Torah.
How is it above him and he's not supporting it? What does that mean?
Well, Tosis has a case, it's like a shmat, the half on him and half on the ground, so he's not supporting the whole thing. And Hesed has to be Magakulo. Or the Rosh has a case, his finger is under a stone wall and on top of that is a beggar. He's not supporting anything. It's just above him. Oh, now, so maybe that's an avatuma. Yeah, but it's got to be. It's got to be pressing on it. It's going to be. It's pressing on. Yeah, if it's on him, he's not pressing and not touching. It's like a Torah. It's like a Torah.
And this is on top of him. He's not supporting it, and he's not touching it. Right.
Okay, so you know, there's a cause of what we're doing. You know what I mean, nitko a cause of mituma chamuro veviel etuma kalo. How do you know that? Zok Rashi, because look what the pasuk says. Chol anagev b'chayisachta, which we mean now Elyon Shel Zav, yitmar, period. V'anoyse yoysem yichabiz b'godav. Why don't you just put it all together? Chol anagev b'chayisachta, v'anoyse yoysem yichabiz b'godav. Obviously the Torah is cutting the first half of that pasuk away from v'anoyse yoysem to tell me that this is not an avatum. It's a rish. Who said you have to go that far? Amen. You see, it's not like Hanoisei Oysom. Hanoisei Oysom, this Kibbutz Begod, I mean, he's carrying the Mishkov Lamoshal. Not only is he Tommy, but it's Begodim a Tommy. So, Eimo, Nitko Akosim, Mituma Chamur, Lamatami, Odom, Latami, Begodim. It doesn't go that far, but it's still an Av, Aval Odom, O Begodim, Latami. You're going down two steps. Mishkov is Matami, and Odom, Latami, Begodim. Meaning, if he carries it, not only he's Tommy, even his Begodim a Tommy. You could have a different step. This Elyon is a Av. It's Metame Odom, not to be Metame is Begodim. You're going another step. It's not even an Av. It can't even be Metame and Odom altogether. Who told you to do that? Omakro Yitmo, Tumo Kalomashma. It's the word Yitmo. Also, Yitmo is Mashma to the Gemara, a simple tumor, the simplest tumor.
How's that Mashma, a simple tumor?
I don't know exactly. I don't know. Because it doesn't say Yitame, maybe. It's only it can't go further. So, I mean, it's limited and it's going further. It won't hit. It won't go further to a person than a kelim. Maybe was Rashi saying that? Doesn't say anything. Okay, so that's Elyon Shel Zav. Now, what's about Tachtoina Shel Boil Nido? You're telling me now that is the chiddush of our Mishnah that Tachtoina Shel Boil Nido has a din of Elyon Shel Zav, means a rishon, as opposed to a real mishkov of a nido, which is an avatum. That's what it should have been. Let's see. Betachton shabol nido minol. The sign. Usein nidos all of it says by boil nido. Where is it? Yemshochav yishka vish oiso usein nidos all of. The her nidos goes on him. Betomei shivas yomim. V'chol amishka vashi yishka v'ol of yit. So it writes like this. What does it mean? Minol. The sign usein nidos all of. Yochol yalo l'riklo. Yeah. Usini do solov. Interesting. Why is it interesting? Have a mina. He's boiler on the third day of her nidus. She has four more days. I could learn the pasuk. He gets her din. He's told me for 4 days. Usini do solov. He's a mirror image of her. Talmud loma no yit mazayin yom. That can't be. The Bukhimar says before. The pasuk says very tome shivas yom. Okay. So ma talmud loma usini do solov. She yochol yitame odu mukleicheres. Meaning it's not a full av. Meaning she's an avatumo. Avhu metame odom uklicheres. He's just like the need in that sense. He's an avatumo. Or imahi oisem mishkov umoishav letame odom letame bgodim. Her mishkov is an av which then is metame odom letame bgodim. Avhu oisem mishkov umoishav letame odom letame bgodim. Zog the pasuk Talmud loim chol amishkov ashi yishkav olav yitmo. Again, it says the chol amishkov ashi yishkav olav yitmo. What do you need that for? It says usinidos olov. It makes him like a nido. The nido has mishkov, so he has mishkov. What does the Torah have to tell me that his mishkov is tome? Again, it's to tell me that it's a lesser tumah. Or else you don't have to tell me. What do you have to tell me that for? You tell me, but only that's mishkov. You just told me usinidos olov that he has the same koyach hatumah. Not the time. The time is 7 days, but he has the same koyach hatumah. So she's metami odom klicheres. He's metami odom klicheres. She has mishkov. He has mishkov. So if you tell me he has a mishkov, obviously the Torah is telling me his mishkov is different than her mishkov. Umatam lo chol mishkov sher nitko hakos mitumachmur revile tamukula tumakala loymalocho shein metami eloichlo mashke. Again, Frank the Gemara. How do you know to go down that far? You're making her mishkov is an av. That's metame odom letame b'godim. You're going down 2 steps. You're making not only his mishkov. You could have said his mishkov is an av letame odom letame b'godim. You're dropping him down 2 steps. Same question as before. Poruch habachoy emu nitka kos mitu mechmur vevil tu mekala de lo letame odom letame b'godim. Aval odom b'godim letame. Let it be still an av atumo. Amar Rav same teretz yitmo tu mekala mashma. Okay, Rashi say anything over here? What's the mishmos? Correct. Yes, where is that mashman? The word yitmo. What's the mashman? Yitmo.
It doesn't say anything about yichas b'sari b'mayim. It says about all the other times the tumah is mashman. It's only oichli mashkin. It usually doesn't pass the heavy yichas b'sari b'mayim.
It doesn't say that what touches it has to go in the mikvah.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're only dealing with oichli mashkin. That could be. Who says that? That's good. That's good. Fine. Good. Oh, Frank, let's make a kalva choymer. It says here, usi'ini dosa olof. Right? That's a klal. He has all of tumas nida. Then you have a prat, he has mishko. So instead of doing, what the Gemara is doing here, it's saying like this. Nida, usi'ini dosa olof tells me he has the din of a nida, which means he has mishko. Then the Torah tells me he has mishkov. You don't have to tell me he has mishkov. You just told me it's like a needle. It means to tell me he has less of a mishkov. So well, I'll do it a different way. Usini dosa olov is a klal. Then the Torah says he has mishkov. That's a prat. Klalu prat is ein l'cho bakal el mashav prat. He should only have tumas mishkov and nothing else. It's a new twist. The other way around. He should have full mishkov, but nothing else. Ein usini dosa olov klal. V'chol ha-mishkov prat, klalu prat, ein baklal, Ila Masha Biprat. Fakir Mishkov Moshev ain't Lilhoma full of Mishkov Moshev, Mirachrin Aloy. Omar Rabbaye, Yitmo Zayin Yomim Mafsiko Inyan. In between the Klal of Tini Dosa Olov and the Prat of Kol HaMishkov Yishkov, there are 3 words, Tomi Shivas Yomim. That's in the Gemara Baba Kama. It's called a Klal of Prat HaMruchokim Zemizeh. Once they're separated from the Yid, we don't done an else Klal of Prat. Some chloigas they grounded, but he was going that way. Have a klal prat hamruchokim zemizeh, v'chol klal prat hamruchokim zemizeh. Ain't done also klal prat. One teretz. Rova omar liyolim. Some chloigas. Lelem donin. Als dem ruchokim, you could still done a klal prat. Here's a different story. V'kol ribu yehu. Kol is not a prat. You can't count v'chol hamishkov as a prat. because kol is a loshen ribui, doesn't go into the category of prat. It's a ribui, it's not a prat, it's not called prat. Oh, right, if you're more interested, kasha right, the maskev lo Reb Yankiv, emo kihi, meaning we want to make him as much like her as we can. Forchtei to say nidosa olof. There's a hekish here, so we make an exception. The mishkev is less, but we want to make him as much possible like her as we can. Emo kihi, let's make him like her. Mahi lo chilakto bo bein mago lemishkovo letame odom uletame bgodim lechumra. By her, there's no difference between mago and mishkovo, meaning when she touches somebody, she's a av, she's metame yodom, letame yodom. She touches somebody, that person's begodim atome. So too her mishkov has that koyach. It's metame yodom, letame begodim. There's no difference between her, so to speak, and her mishkov. Luchumra, right? They're both metame yodom, letame begodim. So let's make him like her. Now, we already knocked his mishkov down, so let's knock him down now. Just like by her. We can't make him mamish like her. We have the cheshbon that mishkov is less. Okay. But let's make them the same, that just like by her, there's no difference between her and her mishkov. L'chumra, they both have the chumra. So now let's make him like his mishkov, that even he doesn't have l'tami yom tami godim. In that sense, he'll be like her, that there's no difference between him himself and his mishkov. Ma hi lo chilakto bo bein mago l'mishkovo. They both have the din of what? L'tamei odom u'l'tamei b'godom l'chumra. Correct? Af hu lo ta'achlok bo be magol mishkovo l'tamei odom l'tamei b'godom l'kulo. We'll go the other way and say that even he, when he touches somebody, shouldn't have the din of l'tamei, well, shouldn't have anything. It shouldn't be l'tamei odom altogether. Because we're now saying his mishkov is a rish, and it can only be tamei. So now let's make him, that he touches somebody, he won't become tamei. He should also only have the din of a rishin. He should be like his mishkov. The Vaidosinidosa Olov sounds like we're being machmir on him. Again, we can't be machmir in Gansen to make the mishkev mamish like her mishkov, because then we have an extra posuk on our hands. Then there's no pshat in the last posuk on our mishkev, she's called Yitbo, because that's just saying he's equal to her. So, but we do the least, do you know, what do you call it? Damage control. Yeah, damage control. You do the least you can in the cooler. Basically, we're trying to be machmer on it. Ola, we got to take something out of there. So we take out mishkov, and we knock it down, really, two steps. Okay.
What's the maskev? Who's he asking
about? Well, he's about the Mishnah, really. The Mishnah. Because we're saying that we're only, make the only exception we have is Metamin Mishkov Tacht and Kelly Yishol Zav. That's the only exception we're making, Boyol Nidah. We never said anywhere, we don't have anywhere else, that Boyol Nidah is different than Nidah. The only exception we have is in the Mishkov. So we're saying now, let's make him as cool a dick as the Mishkov. Now, the Mishnah said that we treat all the Kusim as Boyol Nidahs. Right? As the Gemara ancient boiling needles or to cool a boiling needles, no? Or Mr. McDonald, been a suum shown. Obviously, we're talking about married people. Bochum, we're not talking about. Okay, I should ask, where's the boiling needles here? So the Mishnah said, Hein Yoshua is called Dam Vedam. Now, what does that mean? That means that if they saw Dam Yoroik, which is Tor, they sit on that, they consider it Tome. So that's not a problem. Forget the more Bachman we are. So where's it going to be a little needles? I mean, If they all get hit on Dam Yorick, so what's the problem? If I can't, they're more careful than we are. What's the problem? Elo, like we said in the Mishnah, there's the problem. You know, she saw Dam Yorick on Sunday, right? She saw Dam Odom on Monday. She can't go to Mikveh till Sunday night, but she'll go Shabbos night. Because she treats Dam Yorick as Dam Tomei. So as far as she's concerned, she started on Sunday. So forget that Chumra will bring the Dekula. That's the problem. Because they treated Dam Yorick as Dam Tomei, they got messed up. Or they could get messed up. So we therefore have to treat everybody as Boil and Nidus. Dovarache, the Kus had a completely different problem. Yoim Shepoisekes Boy, Soifrosalaminian Shiva. I'm talking by Zovo now, not by Nida. The problem was by Zovo. What am Zov? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she saw. Right now she needs Zayin Nekiyim. So she makes a Hefsek Taira on Tuesday afternoon, right? What's the first day of Zayin Nekiyim? Wednesday. They counted Tuesday. They went, we're going to come later, this is what, where's exactly their mistake. They went with a Cheshvin, Lama Zogin, Tuesday, she made a Hefsek Taira an hour before the Shkia, right? So they think, Mixa Sayyim Kukulo. And they counted that hour as day one of Nekiyim. So they went, they winded up going to the mikveh a day early. They never had Zayin Nekiyim. Now that's a no-no. You can't do that. Just why can't you do that? Because the truth is, we do have mikveh sayim kekula. On the seventh day, we learned before, you can go to a mikveh in the morning. I mean, we say it's not a wise idea to have tashmish, because if she sees later, you're going to get something to big trouble. But lamaisa, the din is mikveh sayim kekula. Why this is wrong, we'll see in the last parak. But it's zicha wrong. Oh, now, it's a very interesting piece of Gemara here. The Gemara, Rabbi Achoma basically asks, what's wrong? What's taka wrong? Same with Sayyim Kekulo. The interesting Gemara remains with Akasha. As all the Rishonim to point out, he doesn't mean to say that it's true. Because the Gemara says later, then the Masechta, somebody said something like that, and we said, was he Akusi? Nobody in the world would hold a thing like that. He's questioning it, that's all. He's questioning, why taka is it? Like we just said, why is it? And the Gemara leaves it here. We're going to get to it later in the Masechta. What is the reason for this? Maskif Lorim Bachom, Vetisperen, what's wrong? Let's taka count it. The Kaiyom Sayyim Kekulo, we do all Sayyim Kekulo. Omarova, this type of mikveh yom kippur can't be. I'll prove to you that it can't be. Forget about why. You can't do that. Why? Look what he says. What did we have? We had before that by a zav, let's say, we had on daf chavbeis that shichva zera is soyser, but if the zera is a kosu, it's soyser only one day, right? Zera is a kosu. But like it's tumas. Now, what does that mean? Think for a second. His zaynikim starts on Sunday, right? So I'm going to do the Shabbos, then the zaynikim. Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning, he's Roya Kerry. Right? So he doesn't lose the Zayin Nekiyim. He loses one day. And what does that mean, he loses one day? Instead of finishing on Shabbos, he'll finish on Sunday. Right? Says Rava, if you go with this type of Mixayim Kekulo, you never lose a day. Because what happened? Tuesday, 10 o'clock, he saw. So he needs one more day. So that'll be the one more day from Tuesday to the end of the day. That's your Mixayim Kekulo. You're never going to lose a day. It's impossible to lose a day unless you see the second before Shkia or with the Shkia. If you see during the day, what's ever left from the Riyah to the end of the day is the day. So you didn't lose Tuesday. It's an absurd statement to say that Roa Kerry loses a day, because you always have the day. Whatever's left, that's the day. And you only lose one day, so you got it right back. So the whole thing is meaningless then. He's not explaining it. He's just proving it can't be. We obviously can't work with that type of a Mikveh Yom Kekulo. We're not saying why, though. Omar Rova im Kain Shikhva Zera de Sosa Beziva. How you gonna find it? What's the case? Well, Mixayim Kukulo. Ida Khazoi Bapalga de Yoim. He saw midday. No Hanami. No, I'm sorry. How are you gonna have it? Because the rest of the day counts. Zog the Gemara, you're right if he saw by day. But if he saw with the Shkia, okay, then he loses it. Ida Khazoi Bapalga de Yoim, Hanami, Ochabaya Skinen. The Khazoi Somuch the Shkia Sacham. The only case where a roya shechva zera will lose a day is where he sees right with the shkia. Frank de Gemara, let's be realistic. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Only the guy who saw mamish with the shkia. V'leikum v'leima lekrok yiksiva somach l'shkia sacham uksiva. Zokta, yeah, ain, al kocha, shavki l'kocha, diyidocha, mukia nafshe. Yeah, Rami Bachob is here being an action, and he's saying, yeah, that's all. It can't be. The pasuk will be talking. That's one fluky case. It's a very funny piece of Gemara because it ends off like Rabbi Bachom is seriously taking the kusoy and he has a kasha. There's all the sharing to understand what's going on. He's just questioning it. Why the Gemara doesn't deal with it, I don't know. Then we'll deal with it at the end of the Masechta. But you have to know, this is kusoy. Nobody holds like this. Rabbi Bachom doesn't hold like this. He's just questioning what's going on over here. Boy, Rami Bachom, Vaita Rami Bachom. This we had also on Chav Beis, a similar problem. Let the Shichva Zera. Mao Shetista Beziv. Let the Shichva Zera. That is a difficult case to have because she's got to be in the Zayin Nekiyim. That means she's already is over for 3 days. So how is she Palet the Shichva Zera? She's not allowed to have Tashvish those 3 days. So Rashi Takalon says she was Mishamish Be'isa. She was Mishamish Be'isa. Okay, she was Mishamish Be'isa. She saw Zov on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. She was Mamza Monday. She saw Zayis Akars, but she did it, whatever it is, she did it. What the shit, Tuesday. Then she had a plate that Shechva Zemel Zogon on Thursday. Will that be Soysid as I in the key? What's the Shaila? We had the same Shaila, if you remember, by by Balkari. Is the tumah there re'iyah, or is the tumah there nogeya, because she touches the zera on the way out? If you call it a roya, then it could be stir, like we said over there also. A roya can be soysa, re'iyah can be soysa, zainakim. A nogeya can't be soysa, zainakim. Somebody touches a sheret. Somebody in the middle of zainakim walk over the shechwa zera and touch it. First time it's not soysa. What does it have to do with the zainakim? It's not, the guy touched a piece of something that's tummy. So if we're dunning, they were talking about Balkari and Chombeis. Here we're talking about Poleta Shechazera. If the reason she's Tomei, because she touched Shechazera when it came out of her body on the outside, it can't be Soyser. That doesn't make any sense. Come on. That's one Shai. Masha Tista Beziva. Roya Hoyso. Visoyseres. It's called a Re'iya. Oldilma Nogas Hoyso. Veloy Sosro. It's also funny because the Gemara, later in the Mesichta, clearly comes out that clearly comes out that she's a roya there. That's by a man. That's by Wakari. This is by Poleta Shechvazera. Very difference there.
So why should Bechal be Saisa?
Because she's considered a roya, funny Zach. We'll see that later. She's coming out. First of all, we don't hold like that anymore. At the end over there, later, I remember Gimel, we don't hold like that anymore.
Yeah,
we take a whole, he's a Roya too. But Taisa's Tainis, you could have it sad that he's a Nagei and she's a Roya, which is a strange thing. Because she's only told me because of his Shechvat Zera, who she can't be worse than him. This has a sad like that, because we don't find it by a woman, we don't find it. We find Rias by her. So there might be a Svara to say that she's a roya. We find the Tama Bifnim Kibachuz, we find it by her. By me, we don't want to find such a thing. And find the patches, you're right. But Tais has that possibility there.
Where's the Tais?
On the base.
Okay.
On the bottom there. And over here. But we have to see Mom Gimel. It's funny, Gimel. It's like it quotes the beginning and stops. And later on, Gimel, I have a whole omelet about it. It's funny the way the Gimel does it over here. The Gemara was going to come a skona that it's roya, but he didn't want to leave with a question. And Rava says to him a funny thing. What's his shaila? She's polat the shechva zera. Is it sois the zayinikim? Says Rava, I don't know what your shaila is. Lefum omra lefum chur for shabeshti. Your sharpness. You're making a silly mistake here. Nehi nami the sosra. Let's say it's soisa. How much should it be soisa? Soisa the whole zayinikim. Can't be. He's going with yours as far as you. She can't be more than a Balkari. What are we talking about here? He attaches with her now. His zera is coming out from her. He can't be more than him. She can't be more than him. She's like a bounce off of him. That's all it is over here. If he's only soysa one day, how could she be soysa one day? See, me soysa one day. And he named the soysa kabatis tista shiva daika boil. She can be better than the boil. Tista yomechot. Now here he says a strange thing. What are you going to tell me? Be soysa one day, meaning what? You'll continue tomorrow counting. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you'll take off Wednesday. Thursday will be the fourth day of Nikim. That can't be. You have to have Zayin Nikim consecutive. And I go, Tista Yemech, Racha Tita, Ram Rachmano, Acharacha Lekulon, Shalote Tumma Mafsekes Beinayim. That's the whole day of Zayin Nikim. How can you tell me it's soysa one? Now, that's a strange thing. It makes sense what he's saying, but that's obviously not true. Because what's by a Zav? Zav also needs Zayinikim. What are we saying? Shechva Zera is Soysa one day. It means you don't have Zayinikim consecutive. I don't know why, but he can't be. Vaitia, how could it be? Velitai Meif. You're right, it's a good Svara, but how's Zav going to work? Zav Gufa Hechasosa Lemot Litarosa Machma. Same thing. Shlatituma Mavsek is my name. Ella, what do you have to say? What does it mean they have to be consecutive in Tyra? Consecutive in Tyra from Ziva. But the fact that Shechva Zera came in the middle doesn't bother me. That's called Zayinikim. You lose one day, that's the Zera Zakoza. But it doesn't cut the Zayinikim. So the same thing here. So there's a valid Shaila here then. And he, Rava, said your Shaila's off the wall. What is Soysa? Can't be Soysa 7, can't be Soysa 1. There's nothing to talk about. That's not true. It could be Soysa 1, like a Balkari. So we have a valid shaila. Is a Poleta Shechva Zera a Roya? In which case it'll be Soysa one day, not more than one day. Can't be more than a Balkari. Or is it an Ageus? I'm not Soysa or anything. And the Gemara leaves it here. On that from Gimel, the Gemara is going to come out that it is a Roya and it's Taka Soysa one day. Okay. The Mishnah said on this Kusi business, It's why? Because Tumas and Sofik. Oh, Rav Papa, he came to the place Tuach. Omar, Iikatsum Rabbonon Hocha, if there's any Talmud Chocham here, Ezal Kabal Ape, I'll go be Makabal Ponim. Omar Leha Yisapto, some old lady told him, Iikah Hocha Tsum Rabbonon, there is a Talmud Chocham here, Rav Shmuel Shmei, do I hear Rav Shmuel? Go look him up. V'toni Basnita, he learns Mishnayis, he's okay. And she said to, this woman said to Rav Papa, Yehi Ravu, the Teve Kabo, say, you should be like him. You should be like him. Omar, if she's already benching me that I should be like him, he must be a serious guy. Shmamino Yerei Shamayim, who? Okay. Is Ozel Gabe, he went to Reb Shmuel. Romale Turo, so he made him, he served him a steak dinner over there. He gave him a shochat, the shech to the shore, the Kvod Rav Papa. And then he asked him a shah, let's steer him a shnais. Romale Masnisana Hadode. What's the name of the Mishnah? In Chayov and Aleon Bias Migdosh, in Sofer Leon Satumo, Neshutumos Sofik. By Kusim, we don't know the boy that needs this. We're choishish that the women are messed up. And I'm Vade, we don't know Vade, we don't know anything. Yeah. So, because it's a Sofik, we can't be sorry of Trumo. Alma Misveiko, Loisafin and Trum. Okay, that's reasonable. Very many. Probably we have a Mishnah in Tyrus that says that on six Sveikis, they were Machmir. To be soyrif trum, even though the sofik tumis was soyrif as a trum. The first one happens to be al shisho sveikis sorfin as a trum, al sofik bigdei amoritz. Bigdei amoritz, we're always afraid that his wife sat out when she's in nidah, so we're always worried. If he touches bigdei amoritz, you're in trouble. Now that's a sofik tumo. But if it touches trumo, that's an emission in time. We're machmer and we are soyrif. Now this kusi. Was that Rosh Yeshiva or a Kusi? It's not an Amoritz, it's a Kusi. So every Kusi is an Amoritz. That means Sofik Tumas Kusi is Tumas Amoritz. The Mishnah says, on Tumas Amoritz, we're sorry for Tzveikis. And the Mishnah says, we're not sorry for Tumas Kusi. Al Shish Tzveikis, sorry for Satchum, Al Sofik Bigdi Amoritz. I'm a popo. Yehei Ravo, don't forget, he had just served a mistake, didn't he? Yehei Ravo de Lesakalai Tur Leshlomo. You should be well and we should enjoy the meal, but Lamaisa, your kasha is not a kasha. You could have interesting things. You could have a kusi who's not an amoritz. Frank, that's Shmuel. Come on, you're counting him a chover and you chayshi is a boil nida. Come on, kusi chover boil nida. Mash was like, we came to the zong. How could you call him a chover? Taisi says, what did he think? Wait a minute. He held like this. The kusi is taka chover. The guy be calling yonim. In this, he's making a mistake. Boy, you're not a boil nida. He's making himself. Forget it. Took a frum kite. He's machmir in Davyorok. He thinks he's doing good over here. No, he's worth. He thinks he's being frumer than us. It's not Ogefrag. But the Gemara doesn't buy that. He doesn't like the Teretz. Now he was a bit insulted by that remark. And he told them the answer is we're talking about a kusi who's not an amoritz. So you don't have tumas amoritz. A regular sofik tumas. Sofik tumas. We don't burn truma. See, so he came back with a sharp remark. I mean, you're making him a chover and your chosh is a boil nida. He was a shtickle insulted. Shav case, he left. He went to another yid over there. He told him, what do you have to tell him that for? There's a simple, I have a simple teretz. It looks like I have a kusi chovers here. Lama zog is an amoritz. I have an answer for the mission. Omalei, my time alone mishanis lei, the kusi, shetoval. The kusi, we're talking about, the mission is talking about a kusi who went, just went into the mikveh and came out. The ola, the doras, al big dechove. And he stepped without shoes. He touched, meaning he touched Big Dechover. The Oslo Big Dechover in the Nogu Betruma. You got the case there. You have this kusi guy. He just went into the mikveh. Right? He comes out of the mikveh. Well, he didn't touch and touch. No, yeah, he touches the beggar of this. And then that thing touches the Truma. Should we serve Truma on that? So you'll tell me that's Big Dechover. It's not Big Dechover. The Tumas Amoritz just went off. He just came out of the mikveh. The only thing we have to deal with now is Tumas Boil Nidah. The imishum tumas amoritz or tovele. The imishum boil nido. That's a svek svek. That's what the Mishnah is telling. Why? Sofik boil bekorov. Sofik lo boil bekorov. Yeah. I mean, lomazogin he is a boil nido. Right? Let's say he was a boil nido 2 weeks ago. So he just went to the mikvah. Okay, anyway. If he was a boil nido 3 days ago, then it's nothing. So sofik boil bekorov, sofik boil bekorov. It could be altogether no problem. Vim tim saloma boil bekorov. Sofik ishli mosa yorik sogl ishli mosa. The ganze zach is a sofik. Anyways, one sofik says that it's been 2 weeks since he was boiled her. So he just came out of the mikveh. There's no problem. And even if he was boiled her yesterday, Who said she was? Who said there was a case of Yorick with Odom? That's a sofik. You know, hasvek svek. Legabe the tumas samoritz. That's a vada. No problem. He just went into the mikvah. You only stuck with tumas koyse. That's a svek sveka. That we don't burn truma. No big deal. Vav svek sveka. Svek sveka. Lo safin a truma. Frank the Gemara v'tebik lemishum big day amoritz. Doma big day amoritz medris leprushim. The begod of an amoritz is considered medris and avatuma. So as soon as he puts on his suit, he's in trouble because he just now became tamei again.
So he becomes tamei from his own clothing.
Yeah, well. And he's wearing them. It's even worse because basically he's wearing them. That's bechiburim. Anything he touches is going to be tamei. Once he takes off the thing, is arishin. That's so bad. But once he's if he's wearing it, that's bechiburim. That's the tamei on tam god. It's like he's touching the mishka. When he touches the mishka, he's tamei. His clothes are tamei. So anything he's touching, he's like, well, I'm like, he's not wearing anything.
No, the safest
tumah
doesn't matter either way.
Right. It's like a funny case. That's all. Look, the Mishnah is telling me that. On Tumas Kusi, this new Tuma we made up that we're concerned it might be a boil nida, we're not sorry if Truma. Kajis, what is, who cares? Forget about it, what he did in his private life. The Mishnah says an Amoritz. And Amoritz is always Tomei. And if Amoritz, we are sorry if Truma. The Mishnah is telling him, guess, well, he's not an Amoritz. Meaning he just went to the mikvah. He got rid of the Tumas Amoritz. That's all. And the Tumas does, the Tumas, and he put his jacket on, so he doesn't have the big day Amoritz. So he's a pure Kuzi in that sense. It's only the Suffolk if he was boiling in. That's a big thing. That one, that's very true. Benoist Tzdukim. We're going from the fire, what do you call it, from the frying pan to the fire. From the Kuzim to the Tzdukim now. What's their din? Like, they're regular Yidden, that's the Shiloh, but they left the fold with Mazukt. Is Bizman Shinogu Lalech, okay, Lalech Zbaki, I was saying, if the Frum, Hare Henke Kuzi is. Pirshul as Daki Yisrael, Harenki Yisraelis. If they left the Tzduki way, but right, I mean, they went in the Tzduki ways, then we treat them like a Kusi. We don't know what's going on over there. Maybe they also have Yorick problems. If they did Shuv and they started acting like all women, so what's the problem? Well, I mean, you know, once it's Tzduki, always it's Tzduki, it's not Shuv. He did Shuv. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Li Oilam Henki Yisraelis, is more Mako. You assume they're from a woman. Actually, Yivshul as Daki until we see for sure that they're going in the ways of the Tzduki. Oh, right now, obviously, the obvious problem in the Tanakhama is what does he hold by Stom? Rabbi Yossi is clear. Rabbi Yossi says by Stama Tzduki, you assume she's a Frum of Freud, unless you know she left. The Tanakhama is hard to know. He says, if she's going like the Tzduki, she's no good. If she's a Frum of Freud, she's good. What's about Stama Tzduki? Ibol Stoma Mai. Toshma. Benois Tzdukim, Bizman Shinohi Gosalech, Vedaka, was saying, Harein Kakusius. Ho stomach Israelis. What about the Sefer? Aim is Sefer. Porcel is like Israel, rank Israelis. Ho stomach Kakusius. And ho like Lemishmana. From the Reishi, he can't bring any right. Oh, but from Reb Yossi, obviously the answer is because Reb Yossi is saying what? That Stoma, she's like a Yiddish Ephroi. Obviously, the Tamakana held that Stoma, she's like a Kusus. I'll say, I'm not Machloikis here. Toshimatan, Reb Yossi, I'm Lelam Ki Israelis, Achiv Shulach Zdak Evo saying. Michal Tanakama, so a Stoma Kakusus, Shlamino. Tana Rabbonon, a famous story here. Ma'aseh b'tzduki echot, she'sipurim kein gadol b'shuk. He's talking to the kohen gadol in the shuk. V'nitzet tzenur mipiv, and some roik shot out from his mouth. V'noflo kein gadol abgadov, and it fell on the kohen gadol's beged. V'horiku ponav shel kohen gadol, he got very upset. Because first of all, his begadol became tomei. He's going to get pashas, he became tomei. Because keep shuto at Stuki, I'm sorry, yeah, we treat him like a Zav over here. We'll see in 1 second. And in Roik, well, Stuki, we treat him like a boil nida. He's got the same problems like he had before. A boil nida has mayonis, keep shuto. That means Roik is an avatomo. That means if he spits at me, and that's the end of my jacket, I'm basically carrying his Roik. So now I'm Tommy. The Kohen Gadol was quite nervous. So he ran immediately to Kodam Eitzelish, though. He ran to the wife of the Tzduki to check out if she's careful with Yorok and she was flying in the Chesnida. Omro loy, afa pishan, it's interesting. She neshet Tzdukim heim, misyoris heim in aprushim, umar is dam lachachomim. The neshet Tzdukim over in that area were ogi hit in the Chesnida and used to go to the Chachomim with their maris. Very nice. Okay. Then he was a bit relieved. Because we don't have the problem. Boil nida, so he doesn't have the problem. One lady knew it was no good. So Pashtun, the story says, once he found out that this guy's wife was careful, he was relaxed, the Kohen Gadol. Frank the Gemara, Tepuk Lemishim Tsunura the Amoritz. The Gemara in Chagiga says that in Amoritz they made like a Zav. They didn't want fooling around with us too much, so they made him for a Zav. Now Zav also has a problem with Mayonis. So even if his wife is Beseda, as an Amoritz, so the Roik of an Amoritz is no good. Omer Abayit, it's like we had Stuki Chover. He's not an Amoritz. Frank Abayit, how could that be? This is harder to hear. Kusi Mel. Omer Rovet Stuki Chover, boy, only the Mashus like. El Omer Rovet, an interesting thing, Regel Hoya. This Maisa happened on Yontif. The Tumas Amoritz beregel ketayrish avinu rabon. The Gemara Chagiga is Mayrich over there. The Chumris of Tumas Amoritz they didn't make when everybody came to Shalai. Whatever the reasons were, it would have been very hard to deal with it. That's the truth. Because everybody was there. Also, they wanted Amoratzim to come oil a regel zayin. You're talking about a major chunk of Klal Yisroel. It was always Tome. You know? They couldn't move. So it's like it was suspended for the regolim. This Maisa happened on the regel. So there is no Tumas Amoritz. But he wasn't stooky, so he was nervous that he was a boil neither. When he checked out with the guy's wife, that she was beseder, so then he was relieved, the Kohen Gadol, everything's okay. The Siv, by Yosef, called Ish Yisrael Elohir, ki Ish Echod, Chaveirim. Hakosavosun, Kulan Chaveirim. On Regal, on Yontif, we look at everybody like a Chover.